In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today I'm going to talk about the Big Bang. This is the theory that the universe began with a tremendous explosion. When this theory was first proposed, scientists resisted it. They didn't like the idea. To understand that, you have to understand that most scientists are either materialists or they operate from that perspective, but that the material world is all there is. There is no spiritual world. I don't mean that some scientists aren't believers, but that's not the way they do science. At that time, they had, I'm simplifying all this a lot for those who know more about it, but they had a theory called the steady state theory, which meant that the universe had always existed. That always amazes me, but anyway, that's what they said. It always existed. So there was no need for God to create it because it was just always here. You know? And some scientists were actually afraid that if the Big Bang theory, which said that the universe had a beginning, would... That means there had to be a creator. And then the Christians and fundamentalists would have a field day. They say, see there? There is a beginning, so there is a God. Eventually, along came good old Stephen Hawking, and he pondered on this problem, and he started imagining, because the universe is expanding. So he started saying, what if we ran the film backwards, what would happen? And it would all collapse down into a single point, which he called it a singularity, which is a black hole that contains everything. I'm not saying I understand these things or I'm not necessarily explaining it absolutely correctly, but I got this from PBS. So anyway, how did the universe come into being? This is a quote from Stephen Hawking. He said, the universe created itself. I like that one. And at the time it created the material universe, it also created time. So there wasn't anything before because there was no time. There was nothing. And so there's no need for a God. So now he fixed the Big Bang, you might say, so that we don't, it doesn't mean there's a God now, because it created itself. He really said this. Okay, anyway. So there was a tiny, 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 tinier than we can imagine black hole that contained the potentiality for everything. All dimensions, matter, energy, and even time. And it just blew up, and eventually it created all this. But how did the black hole get there in the first place? We like to think of science as objective, but it really isn't. There are fads in science. There's politics. There's money, sometimes big money. And money changes people. There's human frailty. I've even known of a case at Georgia Tech of deliberate lying. As I worked with scientists for 15 years there, and I saw these things for myself. Scientists are people too. I'm not saying that science isn't valuable, and I'm not saying that it's not to some extent self-correcting, which is one of the great things about it. Even when people tell lies, and they usually eventually get caught, and it gets corrected. But it is an objective. And I'm also not saying that Stephen Hawking isn't a great physicist. I'm really not sure. I'm not qualified to say. But I'm fairly sure he's not as great as he thinks he is. But listening to him tell his story on PBS, it gave me the impression that he was just itching to find a way to get God out of the Big Bang. I don't know why he It just amazed me that he came up with that solution. Well, it just created itself. Really? It took the greatest genius in the world to figure that one out? I'm sorry, I just not impressed, you know. I'm impressed with the other rest of it, but not that part. So the Big Bang explains that the observation that the universe is expanding. So, you know, if it's expanding, it must have, you know, at one time it must have been smaller, and then it's expanding. And that is the current theory. You know, we don't know. Science changes. Tomorrow the steady state theory might return. And sometimes I like to imagine one where maybe the force that is causing the universe to expand is not great enough to overcome the gravitational force that wants to pull everything back together. So in that case, eventually the universe would stop expanding and collapse again into a black hole, and then it would all start over again. And so it would just keep going like that. So anyway, there are fads in science, and there are fads in society. Society is not like the Big Bang. In other words, it doesn't begin from nothing and continually move in a certain direction forever. Nor is it a steady state. And I'm talking mainly about morally. Society goes through cycles. Things get on a certain track. They go as far as they can in that direction. We start getting what are called the unintended consequences of whatever it is that we're pursuing. And then things will turn around and go the other way. So I'm picturing those cycles kind of like that universe where it can't go in that direction forever. Eventually things have to change and come back. Most of you here we've lived during a time when society has been excessively moving in a certain direction. Now, some of us are old enough to remember when things were different. It was a different world. That's all I can say if you weren't there. But anyway, if you read history, you will see that these things go in cycles. Some people think that the further back you go in time, the more moral and everything people were. That is not true. These things wax and wane. So, you know, often a time of moral excess will be followed by a time when things are tightened up again. I mean, I'm just talking about society, not the church. I think that things in our society will go a good bit further before the unintended consequences will become evident to everyone, and they'll say, "Oh, we got to do something. We got to stop this." You know, and then it'll turn around. I think some of us won't be around to see that, but some of you will. Anyway, regardless, we should never forget that God is in control. He uses even the evil that men do for his own purposes. So all we have to do is stand with God in the church, and then we know we are on the right side of history. Because the one that we follow made time and the universe, and he makes history. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.